Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
It's my pleasure to announce the 2020 winner of the Hart Trophy to Leon Draisaitl.
Leon Draisaitl hammers it home. Nugent Hopkins and Yamamoto with the helpers.
Dylan Holloway, University of Wisconsin.
We have a star in the making right now for the Edmonton Oilers.
Now we've got a wild scrum with fights breaking out all over the place.
Alex Chiasson's looking like he's picking the right time to get hot here.
This is Ryan Nugent Hopkins from your Edmonton Oilers.
We're a really good team, and you know, we know that, and just trying to go out there and show that every game.
I'm James Neal.
Start on this. Jujhar Khaira from your Edmonton Oilers.
This is the Battle of Alberta we've been waiting for 3 decades. Pass Archibald Reach and score!
Mike Smith,
Leon Draisaitl.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer.
Unbelievable.
Brought to you by Digitex. Office equipment solutions North America wide.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca.
What a stop made by Mikko Koskinen.
Now, Bob Stauffer on the official station of your Edmonton Oilers. 630 Chad.
Say it, the immensely gifted Elton John. Never a guy you necessarily want to get into it with,
because he'll speak his mind. This is Oilers Now. It is brought to you by Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. If you ever want to chuckle, just type up who's dissing who, Elton John and Madonna. They've been known to, two big stars. No question about it. Lots to get to. Hey, we got a home and home. With the Calgary Flames, doesn't get any better than that. The Battle of Alberta this weekend, tonight's game, 7 o'clock, here on the Oilers Radio Network. Jack Michaels and myself will have both games. Cam Moon will be around as well, and we'll hear from Rob Brown and Reed Wilkins, and we got a busy show. We'll set her up. The Oilers skating earlier today down at the Saddle Dome in Calgary. A little bit of a surprise on the Flames front. Sounds like David Rittich is going to start in goal. So we'll have a complete preview of the show in the first 20 minutes. Jack's going to join us for his thoughts at 12:20. At 12:35 today, and he made an interesting comment that we're going to need to maybe look into. Elliot Friedman from NHL Hockey on Rogers. A couple comments, one involving the Buffalo Sabres and Jack Eichel, and one involving the Calgary Flames and Matthew Tkachuk. So we'll hook up with Elliot today at 12:35. And then at 1:05 today, Calgary Flames general manager Brad Treliving will be kind enough to join us. So we'll hook up with him at 1:35 today. Co-authored his biography, Painkiller, Brent Myers. We've had him on the show before. Many of you know Brent in the late 1990s. He lived in Edmonton during the off-season.
Had a cup of coffee with the Edmonton Oilers. Had a very challenging life off the ice with substance abuse. And his autobiography is rare in that the only guy that he really gives it to is himself. You have a lot of these books that are tell-all, and well, it doesn't surprise me if you know Brant's character. We've had him on the show probably five or six times. Was with the LA Kings in a support role in their organization. Came on, I remember, after Wade Belak passed away. We had George LaRocque and Brant in studio to talk a bit about the role and how guys, you know, are challenged at times to deal with it. So I'm really looking forward to a conversation with Brent Myers today at 1:35 as well. Busy, busy show. You can reach us at any time on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline at 780-496-0063. The River Cree has multiple Dreamcatcher Spa and Stay packages available for booking now. You can reach us at the River Cree at 1-844-425-2733 or visit rivercreeresort.com and stay. When Alberta gets back and up and at them, the River Cree gets back up and at them. I think off the top of my head, March 22nd was the date when the province sort of laid out their 2-3-4-pronged opening up attack and approach that the casinos would be. I don't know if they've subsequently gone back to the province, but we'll see what happens regarding that. We're on Twitter at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer, and tweet Brendan Escott at Brendan with two E's and Escott with two T's. Just to put things in perspective, with the province of Alberta, in Edmonton alone, on the highest totals that Edmonton had, December the 15th, Edmonton was at 9,946 active cases. And this is the Edmonton health zone, one of five health zones in the province. As of yesterday, they've gone from, 9,900 cases, close to 10,000 cases, down to 1,287 active cases. So shows you the decrease that has occurred here over, I guess, basically 2 months. The top story, well, we know what it is. It's Edmonton, and it's the Calgary Flames for Legacy Heating and Cooling with no payments and no interest for 1 year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. David Rittich is going to start with Calgary. Flames got a little bit banged up in that game. We're going to have to watch the pregame warm-ups because they had an optional practice today. Some guys had some minutes cut down as that one went on. Monahan had a tough evening against Vancouver. They got beat quite handily at home by a score 5-1. Of course, after the game, Jeff Ward brought it as well. So we're not 100% sure what Calgary's going to do as we go to our game day lineup report for North 49 home inspections, professional and thorough home inspections for the Edmonton area. What we will tell you is Jack Michaels has just tweeted out the lines that the Oilers rolled with today for the morning skate. Connor McDavid up front with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Jesse Puljujärvi. McDavid 16 goals in 24 points in 21 career games against the Flames. 16 goals in 21 games against Calgary. Connor McDavid has not scored in the last five games. He's had 25 shots on goal. He is a career 14.8% shooter. He is due. There's really no other way to say it. Does have four assists in his last two games. Still leads the NHL 32 points overall. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, 12 goals, 29 points in 38 career games against Calgary. And Puljujärvi with four goals in his last six games. They will flank Connor McDavid up front. Leon Draisaitl, four goals, 25 points, 25 career games against the Flames with Tyler Ennis and Kyler Yamamoto. Jujhar Khaira with Dominic Cahoon and Josh Archibald. Archibald, 61 hits this year. Fourth line of note, James Neal will be back in for Edmonton on a line centered by Gaetan Haas and Alex Chiasson, which I believe is how the fourth and final game of the Chicago play-in series looked for Edmonton as well. So Haas with Neal and Chiasson, that means that Kyle Turris, based on the morning skate today, appears as though he is out on defense. Nurse with Tyson Barrie. Barrie's got 12 points in his last 10 games. Darnell Nurse has got four goals in his last seven. Chris Russell with Adam Larson. Slater Cuckoo with Evan Bouchard. Mike Smith starts in goal. Of course, he had 97 appearances in the regular season with the Flames over 2 years. Cassian remains out with the hand injury. Ethan Bear, after getting hit in the side of the head with a puck, remains on IR. William Lagesson, day-to-day, kind of jammed his wrist. I think he had wrist surgery a couple years ago. And then Turris, a healthy scratch. Russell Shore and Nygaard are the other forwards on the taxi squad at this time. So Markstrom will not start tonight. It will be David Rittich, who so far this season is 0-2 with a 3.22 goals against average at .868 save percentage. Hanifin and Tanev been pretty solid for Calgary. Giordano and Valimaki, and Brad Treliving is going to be talking about Valimaki because he loves this kid. They are going to pull Nesterov out of the lineup, and Connor Mackey, the son of Dave Mackey, who was sort of an energy forward, once got buckled in a scrap by Wendell Clark. But Connor Mackey will be paired with Rasmus Anderson, who got pulled off the Flames' first-unit power play last game. They had gone with the following lines against Vancouver on, what day was that, Thursday? No, last night was Thursday, Wednesday night. So Lindholm was with Mangiapane and Tkachuk. Monahan with Goodrow and Dominic Simon, who they got out of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Michael Backlund, who's been historically very good against the Edmonton Oilers, with Milan Lucic and Dylan Dubé. And they had Bennett centering their fourth line with Nordstrom and Richie. Multiple reports said Richie had Brett Richie, second-round draft choice out of Dallas, had 16 goals back in 16-17 for Ken Hitchcock with the Dallas Stars. Derek Ryan, the U of A grad, is out. He broke a finger, got hit, blocked a shot. He's still out another week or so. And they have a couple of other options at forward, including former Red Deer Rebel Byron Frace and Josh Levo as well. So we're not sure yet on the Flames lines, but we know that Rittich is going to start, which obviously means Markstrom's getting the call tomorrow night. And Smith will start for the Edmonton Oilers. Again, that's your game day lineup report brought to you by North 49 Home Inspections, professional and thorough home inspections for the Edmonton area. Into the Oilers now, Audio Vault for direct workwear, supporting local and Canadian manufacturers. In Edmonton and online at directworkwear.com. Good work by Brendan Escott here. He pulled a clip from Matthew Tkachuk saying that Calgary needs to prove Jeff Ward over the next two games that the Flames care. Basically, Jeff Ward called the Flames out after a subpar 5-1 loss against the Vancouver Canucks on Wednesday. Here's Matthew Tkachuk.
Yeah, probably. I think that, and there's no better opportunity to do that against your biggest rival here. We're going to get up for this game. It's going to be impossible not to. Friday night with a back-to-back on Saturday in their place. I mean, this is a huge moment in our season for us. And I think we have to show to one another that we're going to be ready from the first drop of the puck. And if we do that, we're going to be happy with the result. But got to play hard, have to play physical. I think we got, you know, one of the staples of our game, too, is, being hard on the other team's top guys, being physical. I think we got away from that as the last series with Vancouver went on. We let some of their guys off the hook. So we have to be hard on them. We obviously know everything about Edmonton. We played them a bunch before, and we know kind of who their engines are on their team. So we have to make sure that we're doing everything we can to play hard against them and to try to come out of here with a good result after these next, 72 hours or something. So these next few games will show a lot, and they'll tell us a lot about ourselves and what we have and where we're trending.
All right, that's Matthew Tkachuk of the Calgary Flames in our Oilers Now Audio Vault. We'll get to Dave Tippett's comments a little bit later on. But at this time, we're going to bring aboard Jack Michaels, who this weekend, these are both national television broadcasts. So Jack's the regional caller for Sportsnet, but he's back in the 630 Ched booth for both games. Jack, how are you?
Well, not quite. Today, unfortunately for Edmonton fans, they're going to get the Calgary broadcast. So that's
okay.
how it works on the Friday when, you know, how they take the regional in the one location where the game is held, and then tomorrow will be national. So
we'll get a
lot of angry texts tonight from people saying there should be Edmonton people on this telecast.
Jack, I get angry tweets every night. It doesn't matter who's calling the games. Actually,
you're not alone in that regard.
You know what? We have very passionate fans, and they know a lot, and they know enough to know, Jack, and I'm sure you concur, that when it comes to the Calgary Flames, the players that have been most noticeable over the last three seasons for me have been Matthew Tkachuk, Elias Lindholm, and Michael Backlund against Edmonton. It hasn't been Monahan and Goodrow. Agree or disagree?
100%. And really for us, if you take even a larger window and go back the last decade. I think the MVP of the Calgary Flames against Edmonton has been Michael Backlund. I mean, they're, if you had to give me one reason, I don't know quite what it is, but Bob, I think you'd suspect over 10 years, Calgary probably has a 55%, 60% edge on the Oilers head-to-head. I think Michael Backlund is the one that's pushed him over the top, and he was, along with Lucic and Mangiapane, the best line head-to-head against Edmonton 13 days ago. I'll be interested to see, and I asked Jeff Ward, and he wasn't biting. I'll be interested to see if that's a line they look at tonight in the head-to-head matchups. The way this schedule is structured, I think you do have to look at lines that were so successful head-to-head against another team.
Yeah, Backlund, it's funny. He plays with the requisite amount of edge. It's sort of a sneaky, dirty, you know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. Like, you gotta push the envelope.
Like Giordano.
And it, to me, one of the things, at times I think there's been a lack of gamesmanship from Edmonton. You know, and we saw an attempt at that against Winnipeg. Unfortunately, the officials took that away. Like, the Oilers tried to play Kyle Connor tough, and they made up a call on Nurse on one penalty, and then they called the wrong stick infraction on the other. And then at that point, the players, and you know Dave Tippett's rarely one to comment, and he commented after the game. But to me, I would like to see a little bit, like, remember when the Oilers had, when Cassian first went after Tkachuk in Calgary, and Jujhar Khaira is tied up with Michael Backlund, and I'm thinking to myself, Jujhar, get him off the ice. Like, get him going in something, because that guy's been killing the Oilers for years. But anyhow, are you surprised Riddick's starting for the Flames tonight?
Well, you know, I was looking at the Oiler rotation. What I think Dave Tippett is trying to get to is that 2-2-2. He's even mentioned that. When he usually doesn't, you know, not to make a pun, he doesn't tip his hand, but he has mentioned that 2-2-2 rotation that worked so well at stages last year. And I think this is an opportunity for him to do that with Smith again, and then Koskinen, bang, bang, Saturday against Calgary, Tuesday against Vancouver. For Calgary, it's a little bit different. I mean, Markstrom was pulled the last game, and Riddick came in. So instead of giving Markstrom kind of the head-to-head against Smith, you know, toe-to-toe with presumably right now at least the guy that has the slight edge at 1-1, he's going to David Riddick, who, you know, hasn't played well in the two starts he's made. So it's an interesting matchup for sure, and really it puts quite a bit of, you know, I would say it puts some pressure on Edmonton tonight. This is the game you want to draw first blood, and then it shifts back to Calgary, because the last thing you want head-to-head, especially between two teams that aren't locked in. I mean, Bob, it's a safe bet that one of these two are not going to make the playoffs. You can't afford a sweep. So that's why I think starting Riddick in the opener is definitely it's a calculated risk, but I think it's a risk by Calgary.
Jack, this is going to sound crazy. Right now, to me, it looks like Toronto's the one team that's locked in. I could make an argument that five teams are competing. I'm not sure I'm prepared to write Vancouver off yet, and I'm not sure I'm prepared to give Montreal's got an excellent defense and solid goaltending, but I'm not sure I'm ready to say the Canadiens are a lock yet either.
Well, I you know, obviously with 40 games to go, you can't say anyone's a lock. I'm just saying the way things are shaping up right now. Here's why I don't think Vancouver will catch up. Because Vancouver fell behind in the offseason. You could make some like little quibbles, but they essentially stayed pat. And no one else did in the North Division. Everyone else got a little bit better. I still think Ottawa got a little bit better. And I think, Bob, Ottawa might be the team that decides who's in that 3-4 hole. They're going to spoil some team seasons down the stretch. I still believe that. I know that sounds like a bit of a stretch. They're not getting consistent goaltending. But I think Matt Murray ultimately will give them some quality starts down the stretch that will ruin a team season. I don't know who it's going to be, but it will be someone, because I think there's some fight in that club, Bob. And I'm not just talking about the come from behind against Toronto. They gave the Oilers two tough games. They didn't win them. They didn't get any points. but they weren't pushovers, and they're not going to be pushovers down the stretch. So certainly your point is a valid one. You can't pencil in anyone, but I'm telling you, I think this particular series, Edmonton-Calgary head-to-head, if one team gets a big advantage and, say, takes 7 out of 10, the other team is not making the playoffs, in my opinion.
All right, final one for you. If you can give me about a 40-second response. Auston Matthews, unbelievable goal scorer right now. 10 points in 5 games against Ottawa. McDavid got 8 and 4, by the way. Is he at that level? I mean, they're selling it hard in Toronto that he is. He's pretty good, Jack.
No, he's not at Connor McDavid's level. I mean, no one is at Connor McDavid's level. Not even Leon Draisaitl. Not even Sidney Crosby. Not even Nathan MacKinnon. No one is at Connor McDavid's level. Connor McDavid is in a stratosphere all his own right now. I mean, you put out a number where he's got, no goals on his last 25 shots, but he's still racking up the points. He's still got a huge lead in that department, and he's so good in other areas. He's not giving up any chances defensively. He's winning at least 50% of his faceoffs. He's improving. He has not stood pat. He has gotten better, and he's healthier now than he's been in a couple of years. He's the best player in the league, and it really isn't that close.
Jack, great stuff. We'll see you at the Chorus Building tonight.
I think that was about 40 on the button right now. Someone tape it and tell me whether I was bang on. Take care.
There you go. That is Jack Michaels from the Oilers Radio Network and obviously the Sportsnet television broadcast as well. We will head off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. We'll re-rack the show. Elliot Friedman at about 12:36 in Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 6:30 Chad.